John Nemo here at the Adobe headquarters in San Jose. It's nice to meet you. What's your name, please?
I'm Brenda Sutherland. I'm product manager for Adobe Illustrator.
Is there anything new in Illustrator CS6?
Oh, Illustrator CS6 is completely new.
How could something be completely new? We've been using it for years.
Well, even though this is the 25th anniversary, so it's been quite a few years, in this release, we have rewritten from the ground up. So we've moved to 64-bit native support, and we've moved to a new UI framework, which is Cocoa Native. So everything, every panel, every dialogue had to be rewritten in this release.
Does that mean everybody who has an older Macintosh has to get a new computer?
Well, it depends on just how old your computer is. Most modern Macs are 64-bit. If you're on Windows and you're still on 32-bit, then it will run. We do have a 32-bit installer, but you won't get all the full benefits.
Well, this is for mymac.com, so if somebody's listening to this who uses Windows, good luck. Now, am I correct that it runs on Snow Leopard and Lion?
Yes.
What will the user see when they open up Illustrator CS6 for the first time?
They will see our brand spanking new modern Cocoa Native interface with full adjustable UI brightness and new panels, lots of usability enhancements throughout the UI.
If someone has never used Illustrator before, what's the easiest way to figure their way around the complicated interface?
If you are familiar with other Adobe products, then it should be pretty easy for you to learn Illustrator because our interfaces are fairly similar and we have a lot of consistency between the applications. You can also go to Adobe TV. There are also other great learning sites that you can Google and find out how to use Illustrator.
Is there a browser or a bridge so that people can use Illustrator and also take those files back and forth to other Adobe products?
Yes, with Adobe Bridge, which works in all of our CS apps, you can easily move files back and forth. Also with the new Creative Cloud, we'll be introducing ways of moving files between multiple devices.
So we understand the Creative Cloud is sort of like the iCloud, but how would you say that it's similar or different from Apple's iCloud?
I think the best thing to do is to go to adobe.com and take a look at the information we have up there. It's more detailed than I'll be able to cover here, and you can learn all the great function and features that we have.
Is there a 30-day or a 29-day trial license that people can try out Professional Illustrator?
Yes, we have a 30-day trial, so you can download it. It's the full app. You can do everything in that app that you can do with the full version.
So if someone has never used Illustrator before, do you need to be able to draw to use Illustrator?
Oh, no, not at all. And in fact, we have a new feature in CS6, a new vectorization feature that can really help you get started. You can bring images into Illustrator, use Image Trace, which will give you vector paths, which you can then edit with all of Illustrator's vector editing tools.
Is Adobe Illustrator sold only by itself, or is it part of some sort of bundle?
Illustrator is sold on its own, and it's also part of every suite that Adobe offers.
And is there academic pricing for people who are students or in an academic environment?
Yes, there is.
So what are a couple of things you'd like to wrap up with to tell our listeners here at mymac.com about Adobe Illustrator CS6?
This is a really revolutionary, historic release for Illustrator. If you are a current Illustrator user, this is the one you're definitely going to want to upgrade to. If you've been thinking about Illustrator, this is the time to jump in.
And we've been talking to Brenda Sutherland. Tell us again your title, please, at Adobe.
Product Manager.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.